Greetings, wrestling fans, and welcome to Squared Circle Society. You know who we are, but we're joined tonight by the most viral dick in wrestling, The Body.
Thank you for having me. I just said to you guys before, huge fan of the show, so very pumped to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Very, very much. At the top of the show, how's your dick?
Oh, dude. Yeah. Green like Shrek. It looks like I said Shrek. It looks like one of the extras for Shrek 2. No, I'll just decide it's gravy. I've been using it a ton, you know, just doing extracurriculars with it. So yeah, it's all good. It's still there.
There you go. There you go.
Keep it trained, right on.
Since we're starting off with that, how quickly? I mean, was that a long term plan or was that on the fly? Because I wouldn't have done it. I'll be honest.
I wish it was on the fly. Could you imagine Joe just grabbing me in the head, like, losing a mate, needle in the dick? Yeah. But so I wanted to do this with Eddie, and I'm sure you guys remember the match that it was Eddie and Soul Taker. And when I found out that Eddie was in the match, Rob was actually the one that pitched it, because he knew that me and Eddie both kind of did that sort of gimmick that it would work, right? And Eddie, kudos to him, like, love, but he was just a lot more old school thinking of it. He's like, we should build to it, like, let's, you know, maybe tease it and then set up like a needle in the dick match. And you know, like, he didn't want to just waste and do it. Maybe he just didn't want to do it, and that was him being polite, you know what I mean? But so it never happened that show. And then Eddie ended up doing stuff with GCW, and he never really ended up picking a date to come back. So I was kind of waiting it out every show, like, okay, we need Eddie back so I can do this spot, because I really wanted to do it, you know. And it's almost like, it's hard to find someone willing to take the spot, but it's almost harder to find somebody willing to, like, give me the spot, you know, because, like, a lot of people aren't gonna, you know, be willing to do that. So when I was calling the match with Joe, I just, like, thought in my head, like, you know what, like, let me just throw it out there and see. And I threw it out there. He's like, let me think about it for a bit. And then when I came back to him, he's like, can I wear gloves? And that was it. And I was like, wear as many as you want, like, double bag it. But when we got out there, he didn't even use the gloves, which was hilarious. So, yeah.
No, the moment.
Yeah, supposed to be for Eddie. But, I mean, I'm sure Joe's happy that we did it now, you know.
Yeah.
I would imagine so. Dude, I tell you what, dude, it takes a lot for me to get my jaw dropped. I was dropped and speechless. I was like, really? Fuck yes. And I already love you from the start.
Yeah.
And so that, yeah, you're winning.
That instead of the seal on the envelope, that was the needle in the deck.
Yes, sir.
Did you pitch it to MAGA Butcher? That would have been interesting.
Right. I would have been wearing his hand on my face when I came out.
Only we can use a flag, a MAGA flag.
Like one of those little flags you put in the drinks. Maybe.
Yeah. You run through the crowd. Everybody's dodging you.
And then I come out a minute later with voting and then I start trying to get people to vote.
Did he just turn? He joined the faction.
Shit. That would be a turn, wouldn't it?
Registered a vote.
Oh, Munch said yours is bigger than his, so congratulations
there
on that.
There's one person that I got beat. It seems like, and my biggest takeaway with that spot is if I could do it again, I would have just shaved my pubes, because the amount of it was almost 50%, like 25% hated the spot, 25% loved the spot, 50% of people were mad that I didn't shave my pubes. You know, so the long-haired pube audience outweighs the pissed-off nudity audience.
Fuck those weenies. So how much flack has there been, like, so that you first, actually, well, not say like that you actually care about, because I doubt, otherwise you wouldn't have done it, because that's badass.
Right. And I knew there'd be flack, obviously. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but, like, my whole wrestling thing, like, I don't want to call it a career, but, like, my whole time wrestling has been trying to figure out ways to do things that not anybody else has done to try to stand out, you know? And whether it's doing something in a death match or something like the dick spot, I've always tried to be different, because, like, you've seen my physique, you've seen my body. I don't bring the most on paper, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of guys that in Canada, USA, UK, wherever, that fit the bill more of a wrestler. So I understand that. And it, as much as it's moving forward to a different man's game, like where it's more athletic, more flying, less just big, men that look like they can take her head off. That's still what's brought us to the dance. So I still realize that that's a huge part of our business. You know, it's having a good physique, being 6'5", you know what I mean? So I can't check those boxes. I can check the physique one, but the 6'5" stuff, that's out of my control, you know? So I've tried to just do different things to, you know, keep people talking about. So to answer your question, to personally, no real flack, like maybe a couple little comments here and there, but all the stuff that you saw on Twitter and shit like that, like they didn't even, I don't even think most of them went through to figure out who even did the spot. Like they just heard somebody got a needle in their dick and they pissed on it. You know what I mean? I don't think really went out of their way to try to, you know, find me and then, you know, express their hatred for the spot, you know.
So no Greta's. How dare you? Right,
yeah. I'm sure you're already on Twitter hate list for working XPW already in general.
Right. So. Yeah. I was thin ice and I wasn't right. Getting signed before that. Right. So I thought might as well.
Double down. Yeah.
I'm here. Nothing like XPW. I compared that spot to Undertaker's streak ending because it took me a minute. Dude. I'm like, what? Like, is this happening?
Yeah,
that's funny. I'll take that, man. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it didn't register right away. It was like, no, that wasn't a three. That had to be a box.
I watched it back on the lives, like the pay-per-view stream, and the commentators don't even sell it. They're just like, they're
in shock. Like, you can
Kyle laughing.
Right. And I explained this to Rob, like, after I did it. The euphoria of like being fully naked in a room of people, like not to sound like some weirdo and be like, oh, it's a dream. Like it feels like a dream, like that I like it, but it literally feels like you're dreaming. Like it didn't, you could have probably chopped my dick and balls off and I wouldn't have felt it. You know what I mean? Like
wait for the retirement match.
Yeah. Rick Flair's laugh. I have a catheter in me. I'm fucking passed out.
I'm sorry. Number. I love you. And then just boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, don't give Rob any ideas. Bro. Know that's something that he would hook up.
Fuck yeah.
So how did you get your start in wrestling? Take us back to the beginning.
So I'm from Mississauga, just outside of Toronto, a smaller town. It's getting bigger now, but it's just outside of Toronto. And ECW used to run there back in the day. That's about the only relevance that it has for wrestling. The scene down here isn't very popping compared to the East Coast or whatever. Like nobody really gets noticed from here. So even before the deathmatch stuff, I've always been like, get in a car with anybody that was going down to the States and just try to network yourself onto a show. So at least a lot of the guys that I'm working with now, I met at a lot younger of an age, you know what I mean? And kind of started building relationships with them then. But when I was about 18, I went over to Mexico to work for DTU because they were looking for somebody. My buddy, Lowrider, he started Loco Wrestling now in Houston. He was saying that DTU was looking for, you know, gringos to come over there. So when I talked to Crazy Boy, the owner, basically the asterisk was like, I had to be willing to bleed if I was going to go. So as a kid, you're like, you're so bright eyed and bushy tailed, right? It's an opportunity. And I'd, you know, tried, I just went to, CZW, lived in my car for a bit at 17, you know, so I wasn't even really allowed to be down there for that long. And I just kind of stayed. Working at a sub shop until my six, like 5 months was up. And then I came back to play it safe because we get 6 months out of the year down there with the States, right? So a lot of times, like I went down there and I realized how many killers there were. Like even in the CZW dojos, like Jordan Oliver was like my, like 15 when I was down there. And you look at him now, you know what I mean? And there was other guys in that class that were really, really good as well. So when I finally got that, I was like, you know what? I need to go over here. The States are so packed with killers. There's no way I can fit in, especially as just like a 16-year-old guy. Wasn't really playing any special gimmick. Wasn't doing anything crazy in the ring. You know, I didn't really stand out. So when I went down there, I started just doing the death matches. I was able to do them. I was able to accustom to them. I had some scary moments down there, obviously, which I think like is kind of, you know, par for the course. And then I was just hooked. Like the way to describe is it like destroys your excitement receptors for normal matches, you know, like to get booked in like a normal tag or something. It's like it doesn't even feel like exciting or you don't even really want to while like you're so fired up now about like the adrenaline that comes with doing the death matches. But then, yeah, I came back from there, went back over to the States this past year in 2021 for the scouting combine with CZW. Met up Jimmy Lloyd, was a guy that I knew before. He knew that I was living in my car. He let me stay in his place. And then I owe a lot of my stuff to him for sure. It was especially Rob Black. It was, he wanted to go work XPW just to have on his resume. So we went to that Theater of Brutality, the first one that they did. Basically my only thing was, Jimmy was like, hey, I got this guy that's going to dry me. He worked for Zonin and stuff, like, he's good. Just give us whatever you can and let us, you know, he's going to dry me down and let us wrestle each other. And Rob said yes, and then went down there, met him. I think he realized that I was pretty, you know, good for his brand. And he just didn't really have a spot for me yet. Like, he put me on the sideline and knew that he was going to use me, but he was kind of waiting it out to see what would be a good fit for his main roster. And then he had the idea of the body gimmick, and it was around the same time that Drake was coming in. So I think he kind of realized, like, okay, it's a right versus left kind of gimmick. It's the perfect storm. Let's give him a chance now. And then obviously Drake made me look like $1 million because he's Drake, and the rest. Yeah. And then we're here.
You held your own. That was a great match.
Yeah, it was a great match.
And it was, he kept saying to me beforehand, he's like, just listen to me out there. Like, be slow. Let's build the moments. Like, don't just worry about the spots. It's the little time in between. And when I was trained in Toronto, it was Santino Morella who trained me, and then a guy by the name of Hornet, whose shoe name's Daryl Sharma. I don't know the last part, but Hornet was his name here. He ended up getting signed by WWE as a referee the same time as Drake. So they were really, really close. And Hornet had also trained me, like, while he was there with WWE. So I kept kind of saying, like, I understand I'm a green kid. Like, he's going to be nervous, obviously, and tell me stuff. But in my head, I knew that, like, we were going to work the same. We were going to be on the same beats and paths for that, because I knew he was coming from WWE style, and I'd been trained in that same kind of thing to work more about the beats and pauses, like, in between to keep the crowd in or whatever. So
yeah,
I felt it was a good fit. Like, I was pretty confident going into it, just because I knew that that match would probably, I kind of had a feeling how it was going to run, you know.
Were you a fan? Were you aware of XPW before being in Canada, or were that history?
Yeah, like, I was born in 99, which is when they either started or I think they started in there. So I would have been in diapers when they had their original run. Yes, I did obviously hear about them later on because of the Vic Grimes, New Jack Fall. I think that's how a lot of, you know, younger people probably hear about them. And that R-Truth wrestled there.
Yeah.
Another, you know, whole thing that I went back to watch. But I was
great video clip.
Their stuff. The background shit, no. I never, like, because even at that age, you're so gung-ho about wrestling. You're just consuming wrestling. You don't really give a fuck about, like, what the promoter was doing in his spare time, or, you know, like, the porn aspects of it or whatever, right? Now, being a 23-year-old, you're like, holy fuck, sign me up, wrestling and tits. Yeah, that's like, the best combination ever.
Good shit.
You know, hopefully with the rated R stuff, too, now we're able to just, like, jack it up and be exactly, you know, who we need to be.
Yeah, I know this will make Dan happy. I believe it's announced there's a Miss Extreme contest too.
Oh, they're doing another one right off the hop, eh?
Yeah.
I'm going to be the 67th fucking.
I was going to say, you think you can hold your own out there, play some goodbye horses, do your thing.
I still want to wrestle for the women's belt. That's like the one thing that I want to do while I'm down there, you know, is come out and like identify as a woman. And be like, you need to fucking give me this opportunity, you know? And then get my eyes pumped by whoever.
Watch out for Shelak. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In my head, too, I was like, maybe Shelak comes out wearing a dress and goes, no, I'm Shelak. A woman as well. And then fucking
marries
the shit out of me.
We're pitching this to him soon.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of roads. That's the great thing about XPW2 and me and Shelak talk about is like, the possibilities are just endless. And like, you know what I mean? There's now that we've kind of pushed that wall down, there's nothing. I'm not saying there's going to be nudity every show. That was like a one-time thing. But just in terms of the craziness of the product and like what we can get away with, I think it's going to be a lot, a lot different.
New boundaries have been set. Yes.
Right. And as an apology for the dick, hopefully they show some hot tits or something next time just to win everybody back in.
XPW is an equal opportunist, if anything.
Since we're in California, this show, I'm going to say yes, it should happen at this show.
Yeah, the tits. Yeah, leave the dick for the Jersey audience. California.
Fuck it, let's get both. Show some butthole. I don't give a shit.
That's what Jimmy said. Jimmy's like
a centipede spot.
That blew up this week too. But and Rob was going off about it as well. And I'm like, yo, I know that's what DTU does, but I feel like there's a little bit of a part of like they saw the shit that we did, and then GCW was like, no, no, here, let's get some like male nudity on our show. Look, like we got it as well. It's a competition.
Well, XPW does it best, so
thank you.
And very excited for California too. Of course, you don't know who your opponent is yet, at least not publicly announced. But
even privately, I have no idea. I messaged him the other day. Said, yeah, you're in the tournament, obviously. But and then he just said what to cut in my promo. But yeah, no format yet.
Well, you can't go wrong. I mean, my God, Drake, just everybody's in that tournament. It's gonna be
JDR is coming back. That's fucking
JDR. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. It's two rings too, all like fuckery around it. I don't know the design yet, but like I'm sure it's gonna be fucking nuts, you know. And it's like every match like that, so yeah, it'll be crazy.
Yes.
See, the only problem with these things is like, because when you and Joe went at it, I'm like, fuck, I love both of you. I don't know who to root for. Yeah. Why you should fuckers need to be friends? What are we doing here?
I came out for it, and like the crowd was super super hot. And I was like, all right, let's fucking go. Like, this is, you know, they're going to be on my side. Joe comes out, instantly just forget about it. I'm like, damn, that's a real superstar right
now. No, 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 dude. They're split. I guarantee you they love the fuck out of you, too. It's just like, why are my friends fighting? For gold, eventually.
And they wanted that match hard, too, because that was the pleasure. We wanted that fun as well. Man. So, yeah, they went back to it, which Joe was, I'll work him every day. He's the best.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And before we move on, condolences, by the way. We're the assholes we are for not doing that first. I apologize. Yeah, condolences, yeah,
it's
dude.
It's been a fucking ride. It's still going on now, so it's you know, shitty. But life, you know, I had to go on from it. So, you know, just be when it's with him, when I'm on the now. But with wrestling, I still got to go, you know.
I'm sure he's proud of you because I don't know you that well, but I'm proud of you. You're fucking kicking ass.
Yeah,
for sure. It's funny that everything started getting good right now. You know, I would have loved to have him come out to one. But
yeah. Oh man, you're killing it though. We're not just putting you over. We genuinely are fans, even if you weren't here. It's been awesome. So we hope to see you for years to come in XPW. Do you have a dream match? Like, I mean, it could be XPW guys, or it could just be anybody in general. Who would be the ultimate dream match for the body?
I mean, Effie, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a lot of... eventually, it's going to happen. You know what I mean? There's got to be one Pride show somewhere that books it eventually. Mm-hmm. Definitely Effie. Drew Parker's another one.
Yeah.
I really like him. I'm sure he'll come back. He's like every other deathmatcher that's ever quit, you know. Give him like a month and he'll be back. But him, Alex Colon as well. I know he's coming back. He's just a guy who was always super good to me. Like when I was like younger, like breaking in, like just really, really caring and sweet. He would always like try to get me on the shows. Like he'd go up to Brett and be like, hey, can I wrestle body tonight? Like, or hard body at that time. He's like, I want to just break him in, like a little break-in match kind of thing, or always pushing me to do a death match with him. So, yeah, just – and it was clear. He obviously didn't want to fucking work me. Like, he's not going to be like, this kid's going to shine me up and make me look sick. But it was just him paying it forward, you know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate that. Or I don't – and you don't forget about that, you know.
I did you a solid. It's good. Munch and L.A. WrestleChick both say Angel. Would that be a dream match for you?
Oh, yes. Him too as well. I had a cool moment though with him backstage when he wrestled Slack, where it was kind of like the passing of the torches kind of thing. So it was cool to have like a real heart to heart, like with him about just him giving me advice on how to run with the gimmick and stuff like that. Kind of being like, all right, this is you now, go, you know? So it was cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. Hell yeah, it is.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, it was nice. XPW tag champs. It's possible.
Right. They got to have the belts coming soon, right? We have like 50 million belts. There's no reason. You know, they got to be. Me and Mr. Fantastic talk about that a lot, that that's a goal, like, for this year. Whenever they put them in, that's something that we hope to get, you know.
I'm all for it.
Yep.
Yeah. Adi Shelak, that's another possibility.
Dude, I want that so bad. I also, the double-sided dildo with barbed wire. More of that.
I'll get some dildo incorporated weapons. And I didn't even know who brought the dildo for the last show. And then, like, out of nowhere, Joe just started, like, slapping me in the head with it. And I thought he pulled it out of his pocket, to be honest.
It was his prison pocket. It's like, ha-ha.
Yeah, for sure.
From Australia, his whole place is prison.
Well, we have our Chilean friend on Flesh Wound Forest, I'm pretty sure, came from him. Fresh from him.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Munch says your finisher can be the happy ending.
Right on. Yeah. There you go. That's fucking solid. Maybe I'll name the dick bite that I do. Maybe I'll call it the happy ending. Necro gave me sweet dick music too. Super kick. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, Munch, you're in the chat. You can't be showing up. You gotta have the next viral dick moment.
Falls in your court now. Go.
Yeah, you've been served. You
have to tell him twice to get naked. I don't want to. Yeah, we're good. No munchcock, please.
No munchcock.
Is there a type of match that you haven't been in yet that you want to, or like, I don't know, like a involving fire or like a something weird that we haven't seen before?
I've never been in a cage, like, in any capacity. Really? You know what I mean? Whether it be like the old cage of deaths where like the two sides are down, like, or even like a prison style match where like maybe there's one cage up, one's, you know, no rope barbed wire, one's just empty with a pain, like something like that, like a night, like a weird contraption match. I watched the Clockwork's Orange match from Circle Six Mania Weekend. It was Otis Kogar versus, I keep forgetting his fucking name, if anybody remember, because these guys fucking killed it, bro. They had, like,
I saw clips. I don't remember his name either. Yeah.
People probably know who it is. I don't want to say Clint Margera, but something similar to that level. But they had like the chandelier going, like, or like a big rope across, and they did like a spot where they were both kind of hitting each other with tubes, and then they said fuck it and just ran through like both of them and hulked up. Like, it was awesome watching, and we had consumed so much wrestling that whole weekend.
Yeah.
The fact that they were still able to like have me on the edge of my seat after seeing countless hours of it. You know what I mean? It was fun. So yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I love hearing that you're still a fan and you watch everything, like in the tone of your voice, like, oh yeah, he's still about it. Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
There's certain times where it's like being depressed, where like you don't feel sexy, you know what I mean? Where like sometimes you don't want to watch it. And you gotta like get your head back in track to be like, okay, you know, like you have a bad match or something and it checks you out, and you gotta, you know, be like, okay, no, like this, you know, because sometimes you'll have matches where you're just like, holy fuck, like I'm wasting my time out here, you know what I mean? Like, this is not a viable career path. And then a couple matches later, you have one with like a brand new kid who's had like 10 matches, and you like do such a good job of guiding him through, and you give him a great match, and you're like, okay, like, no, I understand it. You know what I mean? So it's just like this back and forth fucking game with it, you know? But I think anybody in.
Oh.
Oh. Well,
I'm going to have another dick spot.
We're kind of frozen.
Went sideways there for a moment. I was making sure that wasn't me, but yeah, he mentioned in the chat.
Munch is out. Love you too, dude. Naga. Right.
Bye, Munch.
We'll see you there, Munch. Yeah, genocide was mentioned in the chat, XPW genocide. So
hold on. Body, I don't know if you can still hear us, but exiting and coming back in normally solves the problem, if you can hear me.
Oh, there you go. I don't know what the fuck happened.
It's saying my phone lost connection. Yeah, I can hear you guys. Okay. It's saying my phone lost connection to the mic. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Okay, wicked. I don't know. I thought my phone was over. Everything froze.
Oh,
there you go.
You're back. Right. There you go.
All right. It was too hot.
Yeah. We were mentioning you might get your shot at the cage at Genocide, possibly. Yeah.
That is. Oh, yeah. That's, I don't know. Did they say they were bringing that back?
Yes. It's announced. Yeah. It's already named for an LA show.
Yeah.
Right on. That's fucking dope. Because, yo, I've been told Florida, too, and Texas this year as well. So that's like, I'm waiting for all of them. I want to go to Texas fucking real bad. Do something down there with them. I think that'd be a good fit. Detroit, too, has been asking for a lot of, like, XPW shit. I think that would be a great town for it. And then, obviously, Toronto. Just,
well, yeah.
You know, oh, yes.
Hometown hero.
Right? Yeah. Come out with the flag, the Canadian flag.
Fucking Mega MAGA does it every goddamn time. Go for it, dude.
At the end of the show, I spit on Rob and I start writing GCW with my
That's not a bad idea.
That's the ending of the Toronto show.
Rob, can you book Bret Hart?
Me taking my shades off and giving them to a kid during my
That has to happen now. Rob, I don't know if you listen to our show, but that's got to happen now. My
dick's got to be cut off. Dick spot cut off. She slack. And then now Toronto screw job.
That means you gotta get the gold eventually. Come on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, well, maybe if I don't lose in Toronto, but lose in Jersey. Well, I can't lose in Toronto. I can't lose in Canada.
I don't know. Do I want to ask this? LA Wrestle Chick asks, do you have beef with Hoodfoot?
Oh my God, I can't go. Can't get into that. Yeah.
Okay.
Next question. But if you don't know, you've been living. If you don't know that question, you're living under a rock, dude. There's enough out there to put the pieces together for that one.
Type it in the Google and you'll find out.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure won't hold back. So you'll find it there.
How many
with
career
the
matches?
Question, yes, fuck that guy.
There you go. There's the body I know.
I go, fuck yes. That piece of shit. Look at me now.
he was in that campfire list. I remember that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So there, even some of those names, my buddy got me for them, like the porn producer name, the guy that took Rob to court or whatever. I had no idea about any of that stuff, but he's like, trust me, you got to put this guy's name in it. So I'm like, okay, I try to trust it.
Ben Grimm, good question here. He missed it. What is Body's pronouns for this show?
This show, as always, they, them, or simply the guy who won King of the Death match. I'm guaranteeing it. I'm calling my shot right now. The body in four. Body
he just spit four. On the hole. He's going to put it in.
Cut to me just getting pinned in the first round. First elimination. Oh, you're out of here. Fuck.
LA Wait, Wrestle Chick.
I kick out last second. I'm like, fucking not today, boys. It's like in student, like ticket seller battle royals. Where like on like student shows where there's like the one kid who has like friends in the crowd and he's fucking refusing to get eliminated. So you see him like trying to shit can him and he's like shoot like holding on.
LA Wrestle Chick's just digging for the heat right now.
Oh yeah, Wrestle Chick, ask it on your own show. Jeez Louise. Save it for your own cast.
Well yeah, we know remember
it's Crystal.
You guys.
It's
yes.
Crystal.
Yeah. Yes. Dad's coming to see you. Don't worry.
Yeah, he's finally going to be in town. So you should molest the fuck out of him.
Oh, nice. What show?
That late one.
California.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's actually sick. Fucking right.
Yeah. We'll all be there. Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
That is exciting. Are you guys doing a live show there or no?
We're going to try.
Yeah. Last time we had some issues getting it to work right. So we're going to test a little more.
Right. That venue's pretty much outside, too, anyways. Right. So I get it. It's hard to. You need a good connection for this, right?
It's the audio, though, was our problem last time. So I got some different mics. We're going to try those out.
Right on.
Yeah, so if you have free time before the show, come on, say hi. Yeah, let everyone know you're going to win the whole fucking thing.
We always have so much time, those Cali shows, because we get there the night before, right? So there's like a whole day of just like waiting, you know, which is like the hardest part because you want to just do it. You know what I mean? So it's like,
fucking ready to go. Race car at a red light.
Yeah, you just want it to be. You want it to be. The way I always say is like, I can't wait for it to be over and good. You know, that's like the best feeling when the match is done and it was good. That's like, you know, you can't beat it.
When are we going to, LA Wrestle Chick also asks, when are we going to get a Body XPW exclusive t-shirt?
Dude. Needle Dick needs to be on that. Uh-oh.
We jinxed it.
I know.
Oh, shit. No, come back.
Well, we'll give him a few.
We'll give him a few.
Knowing the Body, I think he's good for round two.
But yeah, we definitely need a Body shirt coming soon. Yeah. Or we definitely need one to come.
I really want one that says Needle Dick on it. Yeah, there he is.
Sorry. I don't know. This thing keeps fucking freezing out on me.
That's all right. I think we're getting.
We got close. Our Canadian. Sorry. Thank you. I love that shit. No, I can't hear you. Uh oh.
The powers that be.
Well. Yeah. Bad Android connection. That's what he told me. So, LA Wrestleship. Yes, Dan will be there live and in person.
Live. In person.
There you go.
Okay.
Can't hear you. We can see you, though.
That's, you can't. Oh, you can't hear us either? Well.
Exit, come back. Type it, Todd, so we can see.
Oh, well, now you can make you do it. Well, I think he did exit, come back on his own.
Oh, and that's. Okay.
So I don't know if you can hear me right now.
Should I write it down?
Hold on. Well, if, yeah. There you go.
I'm just hitting on LA Wrestle Chick while you figure out.
Oh, there we go. Exit, come back. Well, if not, we'll do our wraps, or when he comes back, we'll wrap it. See if that works.
LA Wrestle Chick, I'm definitely the hottest of the flesh wound guys, I think.
I'm not even going to argue against this time.
Nope.
There you go. There you go. But you got to make sure you give Todd a kiss too, and pugs. And
excuse me, sir.
He's a married man, and I'm going to hit on the Body when he comes back.
What happens at XPW stays at XPW.
Oh, she agreed. Yes, you are.
Thank you. I know I am. I'm
stronger glasses.
His ego's getting like just thrown out today.
All right,
there he is. Sound is
still there. You go.
Uh-oh.
There's still no sound for me.
We hear you.
We hear you.
But he can't hear us? Fuck.
Yeah, I can. I don't know if you guys can hear me. I can see you guys moving. I just can't get any sound out of it.
Hold on. We can.
All right. Well, yeah, we're probably going to.
Everything's turned on for me.
We can hear you.
Okay. Well, let's wrap.
We can hear you.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Yeah.
Do I do plugs then?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. The Body XPW, shitty barefoot Chinese man connection. I guess you're up in Canada, so sorry. God bless. Thanks, guys, for listening. You guys are the best, and I'll see you guys. Maybe we'll do a longer one then, or we'll finish it up then when you guys are there in California, and we'll get something then. So, but yeah, the Body XPW on Instagram, everything else. Stream XPW, new sites, getting off, get your memberships there, stream all your shit there. And then, yeah, keep an eye for the Body merch because, yeah, I have been haggering them for that. So something's coming for sure. So thank you. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you. Awesome to have the Body on. Thank you so much. And like I said, if you guys are new to XPW, we're huge Body fans. He's been awesome.
He's great. But to answer Zombie 7979. Yes, I did. I said it in English and Spanish. Pugs, did you call Ray Murder? Yes, I did. There's a video of it. My buddy has it. It was on Instagram. So, yeah. Ray is a real murder one. Yeah.
Allegedly, I think. Pugs, are you gonna? We somehow made it to that, and I'm gonna have to cut you.
Really?
No, not yet. Be careful.
I mean, this video of him dying in the fucking ring, the last person to touch him is
allegedly.
All right.
How?
It's hidden.
So what he pierced on the foreskin or through the meat? Stay tuned for the second round, second interview with the body at California.
Ask all your penis questions in the chat. I mean, body may be gone, but we're still here. We have penises as far as
Dan went through the whole.
Dan's just trying to, he's just fishing for questions now. We should go through, since we don't have all 16 names, but we should kind of go over the list of who's in the tournament.
You want to do that, right? Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll wrap. So.
Yes. Okay. So far announced for the show is, well, number one, you can check out his interview, Hardcore Hillbilly.
Gonna slap the shit out of Dan that day. Yeah. Great.
The Body, Arrow Boy, Big Lou Nixon.
I like him now.
Eric Ryan.
Very good.
Dirty Ron McDonald.
Cool.
Drake.
Oh, man, yes.
Big fucking Joe.
Oh, man.
Orin. What were you going to say?
Orin Vite. No, that, yeah. I think they announced it. Those two are going. I think I got mad because they were the first two announced that they're going in the first round against each other. Yeah.
Drake and Joe.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, right? Yeah. But right. That, that's going to be so good. But fuck.
Shane Mercer.
Yeah.
Journey Fatu. I don't know which one that is, but I know it's a relative. Your namesake, Judge Joe Dredd.
Yeah.
So is it like Ozzy's brother, cousin?
I don't know. It's one of the families.
Okay.
13 is Schlack.
Yeah.
14 is JD Horror. So there's two slots remained. Okay. And a new Miss Extreme contest, all hosted by Larry Legend.
Oh, man. Dan's Larry, all the luck, man.
If you need a help posting that, I think Dan can try.
And we'll have interview with Larry Legend soon too.
Maybe I'll pose as like a Make-A-Wish kid, and I'll like go up there, and I'm not above it. I'm not above it. Is all
I am willing to roll you out there in a wheelchair. We can make this happen.
Come out to In the Arms of an Angel, and just...
You just made it awesome.
I make everything awesome.
No, that's not true. So anyway, fucking big thanks to the body. That dude rocks, and he's gonna go far, and hopefully one day he'll get some fucking XPW gold around his cack. So,
I do want to throw out there,
okay,
that Ref Danielle will be auctioning off her California 2 ref shirt. So pretty sure it'll be covered in blood. We'll be helping her facilitate that.
I guarantee it.
So, there you go.
That'll be cool.
Hey, we'll body should that. Auction off the syringe.
Sure. It's going to be a big money item.
It should be.
You just get it, you know. Never know. Never know. I'm just throwing that out there for him because I'm sure he'd make some big bucks off of that. LA Wrestle Chick can bid on it. Whoever else is out there.
Should we wrap?
It's awesome.
No, I'm sorry.
Awesome merch.
Yes.
Cool. I'm really excited. I mean, the last show was just perfect.
That show was amazing.
California, too, just with the lineup. I mean, Miss Extreme coming back. You know, this deathmatch tournament. Who's who.
End of the world. Slava's doing that bloody jersey.
Oh yeah. Nice. I have got to bring my Texas Asshole Massacre DVD sleeve to get him to sign. Everybody's so busy at a wrestling show, but if I'm going to take a shot and see if I can get that signed. I'm a mark.
Yeah.
I'm a Slava mark. What can I say?
Slava fucking rules. That's why.
He does. He does. I think you're going to see some flesh. LA Wrestle Chick, or Crystal's your name, right?
Yes. That's
right. All right.
I don't know if she wants it out here. I should have asked beforehand, but anyway.
Oh,
I will just call her LA Wrestling Chick because I use the gimmick names. Right, yeah. GHX or GX, and I fucked it up.
See, I call it the end of the world. And I still don't know your fucking face, dude.
You got to say hi.
Yeah.
Got to say hi.
Well, Dan, with Dan there, he's not going to want to.
No, you can say it the next one. I get it.
Yeah, next
one.
If you're also a horror fan who happens to be at the show, come by the table. You can take free photos with us. When else are you going to get us all together? We'll hug you. We'll make it a...
Well, I will do. I do like giving hugs. So.
There you go. There you go. Todd will do something lewd. You know, he's shameless. You might have to tip him, you know, put a little bit, you know, in his G-string, but, you know, he'll do what you want. So we encourage that. Ozzy, rub your hands through his hair.
Please.
It's
And for those, yeah, Ozzy doesn't know Dan's going to be there, so it'll be fun.
Oh, keep it quiet. Yeah. Then. Oh, Todd, bring that up.
Which one?
The last comment I see. And then we'll head out. Wrestle chick, Crystal says Toddy equals Daddy. Uh oh, I want a group photo. She wants a group photo. Deal.
All right.
Thank the body again. This is his episode.
Yes, this is his episode. Yes, thank you to the body. If you're not familiar with XPW, because we always, you know, might have some new people listening tonight. Check it out, man. You want a real alternative?
Damn it, Ben.
Producer Daddy.
Producer Daddy. T-shirt's coming soon. No, dude. Scissor me, Producer Daddy.
Shut up, Dan. I'll bring it back now.
Okay. I was going to wrap it up for you.
On that note,
big thank you to the body. Thank you very much. It was a very cool interview, and you're very cool. And I can't wait to meet you officially, finally, for in real life. I know we've said hi before, but you know, now we know each other a little bit. So, Dan?
Yes. Yes.
Have some protective sex and wrap it up.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. That all starts at just $1. We never promote our Twitters. People are asking about Twitters, so... we are Flesh Wound Radio on Twitter.
Ref Danielle's ears were burning. She's in the chat.
What's up, Danielle?
We're promoting your auction.
Your ref shirt, yes. We discussed.
Yes. Desert Eagle, yes. Yes.
Well, yes. I'm still trying to get Pugs to help. Let's do a West Coast cover, but I don't know if we got time now.
Oh, you guys got to put that.
We got like 3 days.
We can all be in a Desert Eagle music video. Make it happen.
We'll see.
Just have to move fast. But, I'm Flesh Wound Dan on Twitter. And I don't remember.
That's the only reason he said we never get out our Twitter handles, because he just wants to give out his. All right, Dan, go ahead. Give out mine and Pugs now.
Because I don't know them off the top of my head.
Well, you just made a big thing about you're never going to give out our Twitter handles. Like you're all prepared and this is a segment.
I am,
but you don't have ours ready.
I don't.
I mean, am I wrong with this, Plugs? Was this
not at all? He should know.
Let's see. Well, you're never on Twitter. God damn it! All right.
I think I'm at Plugs Dread. I think it's that easy.
At Pug,
I don't even know.
you follow Flesh Wound Radio, you will find us. But I'm Flesh Wound Dan. I make it easy. These other guys, you know, you can follow.
Yeah, I'm at Flesh Wound Todd. More difficult.
Yes. Well, I didn't know that, Todd.
I'm going to go change it to Producer Todd.
You're always on the TikTok. You're always on the Instagram.
I don't run the TikTok. That's all Kruger.
Yes, yes. But you can also join the Flesh Wound Discord. You can also get us there. Hit us up, Twitter, or the Discord. Links are in the video here. And that's very active. You can, Kruger's always on there. And you get a lot of other horror podcasters on there. We'll get some more wrestling podcasters on the Discord. So lots of ways to follow us. Well, you know what? You can just go in there incognito, because I think it's just an open join. So,
and if you're hate watching this, you don't need to comment. Just move along. Like last time.
We don't delete comments. You can hate on us if you want. That's fine. That is fine.
We had haters? Awesome. But yeah, I'm with Todd. Fuck off. On a live somewhere else. Let's wrap it up.
Yes. Sorry. Drone. So yes, thank you again to the body. He is awesome. Don't miss California 2. It's going to be a blast. So we'll see you here next time. And good night.
Mr. Todd?
Good evening.
I'll see you in Disneyland.